This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding out on Old Dan. Come on, Dan, let's go. Let's get a getting. We bring you these studies on the 11th chapter of Hebrews, and I wish you'd go there if you haven't already done it and read through that 11th chapter several times and get all of these verses that I'm preaching on or bringing you and have them in your head and in your heart. In our last study, we were looking there at the faith of Sarah, how that the Lord was dealing with her heart. And I said it was a faith that survived every trial. Don't you know what kind of trial she went through with, wondering when the Lord was going to do what he said? It was a faith that is common to all born-again believers. You live by the promises of God's word based upon what? Upon the faithfulness of God. Now, I don't know about your life much or not, but I guess you're like me. You're in the world, but you know what's going on in the world. But actually, the average church today, practically as a whole, has cast the Bible overboard. We saw that in our last study, how that these new altered Bibles have been watered down to where there's no pertinent truths have been taken out of them, and they swallow them now, hook, line, and sinker. We have folks come in our bookstore. Well, I want to get an NIV Bible. Well, we don't have. Well, our preacher says that's all he uses, and he wants us to have them. Well, we don't have them. We just don't feel comfortable in selling them somebody error. And they got a lot of error in them. We have a pamphlet prepared here showing you the error of all of those new Bibles. If you write me, I'll send you a copy of it free and postpaid. The average preacher, I find, doesn't have anything to preach about. That's right. You pick up your paper, your religious section there, and watch the bulletin boards of the average church out there on their big sign a lot of time. It's amazing at the topics they're using. Some of them call off the service, all bring a pork chop or something just there, and they'll have potluck dinner. But listen, they haven't got anything to preach about. They haven't got a foundation to rest upon. And you talk about faith that stands test like Sarah's faith did? They don't know what you're talking about. No. It's the last thing on their mind. And listen, they say, oh, that's a Bible character. That was a Bible character. I get so tired of hearing that. Listen, you forget about that Bible character. And I've heard it till I'm sick of it. I don't want to hear it no more. They were written for our example, as an example to us. And I know that no born-again believer has what we call perfect faith. I've expressed that to you many, many times. I have people who say they want to be saved, and they got some kind of cockeyed notion that when the Lord saves them, they'll be perfect. No, the Bible never has said that you'll be perfect. You won't be perfect until the day you walk in the pearly gates, my friend. We'll be perfect in Christ. We will. And I know one thing, that there's no charge against the Old Trailblazer in heaven at this time. I'm perfect on the books up there. Oh, I have much faults and much sin in my life here. I don't want to have, but I do. But my friend, once we enter that pearly gate, we'll be a perfect, perfect individual. And right now, the Lord looks upon us as perfect because our sins are washed away. Have your sins ever been washed away? We have a song here, Washed in the Blood, Saved by the Blood, Power of the Blood. We get one of those out and play it for you in a day or two. But listen, the average preacher that I know them personally, friends, they don't have anything to preach. They haven't got anything to preach about. They haven't got any foundation to rest on. They talk about faith that stands like Sarah's faith, they don't know what you're talking about. And that's, that's what a Bible character is. Now, they were written for our example. I know that no Christian has what we call perfect faith. I know that. And I know there are no lives of perfect faith. I know it. I don't care how long you've been saved. I don't care how long you've been blessed of the Lord. I don't care how much you've been blessed. There's no perfect faith except the faith of Christ, the Son of God. Now, you let that soak in. Would you do that, my friend? People say, I saw a bumper sticker one day, said, I'm not perfect, but I'm saved. I'm not perfect, but I'm saved. I think we need to put that on our refrigerator, don't you? On our icebox, wherever you got, where you go there every day. I'm not perfect, but I'm saved. You know, when the Lord died on the cross, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what to do. Who was he talking about? He was talking about God's elect, those whom he would call out. Are you one of them, my friend? If he's dealing with your heart, you are. Yeah, that's right. Saved before the foundation of the world. Now, in the first place, faith is like all other spiritual graces. It's subject to growth. Did you know faith grows? It's just like a child. You know, bring a baby into the world, wearing diapers, and can't stand up, can't walk, can't crawl. After a while, he begins to crawl. After a while, he begins to stand up, pull up on a chair and stand up. A lot of times, you pull a tablecloth off the table because he holds on to it and pull everything on the table off on his head. You ever seen that happen? I have. My kids did that. My grandkids did it. And it was because they were learning to pull up. And that's what God's child does. Oh, but listen. Listen, my friend. It's subject to growth, like I said. Well, if I could trust just like Pastor so-and-so does, I'd be all right. No. No. You wait. You slow down now. And you wait till you go through all the trials that they've been through. And you reach the age they've been. They've reached. And you've been a Christian. And listen. You might be trusting a little more. You go through life. And I've been through many battles. The Lord has never failed me. That's what builds faith. That's what builds faith, my friend. I ask the Lord for grace and for faith to believe, and I see things happen. I know some of you who pray, and I see things happen in God's time. That's faith. You're building faith. All of that time is growing. That faith is growing. And what did Bunyan say about little faith in Pilgrim's Progress? Now, in the second place, faith is not something that we can command at our will. You just get this truth, my friend. This will bust your bubble if you're one of those who says, let your faith loose, turn your faith loose. Now, let me drive that truth home. You listen. Faith is not something that you can command at your will. All over this nation, we have multitudes like swarms of bees that tell you, turn your faith loose. If you had any faith, exercise your faith, you can do wonders. Oh, my friend, I don't know anything about faith like that. I heard a religious professor, I call him, had a big church here in South Louisiana. I heard him on my radio going to work one morning. He said if his mother had had any faith, she wouldn't have died. I heard him say that with my own ears. I wouldn't repeat it if I hadn't heard it. I know the man personally. He's still living. And I said, wonder what he does with that verse that says, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. It is appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment. But he made that statement. If my mother had had any faith at all, she would not have died. And he's one of those that says, turn your faith loose. If you had any faith, exercise your faith. You can do all kind of wonders. And I don't know anything about faith like that. I can't command the faith that I have. It's not at my command, my friend. Can you just let that soak in? It is bestowed upon you by the Lord God of heaven and is constantly renewed by him. The only way I know how to express it is that the Holy Spirit continues. Listen now, you get this. The Holy Spirit continues to pour the oil of grace upon us, renewing that faith. It renews. It's renewed from day to day. Oh, but listen, my friend. And it's renewed day by day by the oil of grace. God never withdraws the faith he bestows upon you. And by his grace, if we'll exercise that faith, then it grows. We can plead with him. We can ask him to increase our faith, increase his grace upon us, increase that faith, and it will grow. Are you listening, my friend? Are you listening? Or did you got distracted there? All right, I hope you are. I hope you're listening, my friend. Don't let Satan rob you of these studies. It costs a lot of money for us to bring these studies. And I ask folks to get quiet when the old Trailblazer comes on. Just take a few minutes, about 14 minutes. You can go back to your work, whatever you want to do. Then in the third place, we find the faith of every saint falters and seemingly falls oftentimes. We found there in the life of Abraham, when he left the land of Canaan, of Palestine, he went down into Egypt. But it didn't fail. It didn't fail altogether in the life of Moses. Listen, we find when he struck the rock, but it didn't fail. When Elijah got afraid of old Jezebel, when she shook her apron at him, he run down the hill and crawled under a little juniper bush. His faith didn't fail. He thought it had. All the apostles, and I'd like to the life of every born-again believer, that faith, sometimes the light will burn mighty low. You ever had that happen, friend? You ever had that happen? The old trailblazer been in the midst many time when the cattle burned mighty low. You begin to think, did I miss a boat? Do I need to go back? Every time, the Lord renews it. What a blessing it is. Oh, my friend. Listen. As I look out there at your homes, many of you, whether husband and wife, partners in faith, what a blessing. When the husband and the wife are yoked together, walk the same way, I don't know of a greater blessing than come upon your home than that. Sit down at the meal together, walk together, worship together, praise the Lord together, labor together in the same faith. Abraham is called the father of the faithful. Sarah might be called the mother of the faithful, my friend. Would you just think about that? And we'll pick it up there in our next study. We have a minute or two left. I want to just mention to you that we're asking you for help. The old trailblazer is always asking you to pray for him. Why? Why do I need you to pray? Because I'm weak as water. Just as weak as water, my friend. I have no strength, physically or spiritually, at many, many times. But I do look to the Lord day by day. I know that he never leave me nor forsake me. And I know another thing. I mentioned it in the last study. There's not one sin registered against the old trailblazer in heaven or on earth. No, not one past sin, not one future sin, not one present sin. You say, well, you're just popping off, old trailblazer. Well, let me pop off because the Lord has saved me. That's right. Can you say that? Are you saved? Can you look up at night and in the starry skies and say, thank you, Lord, for saving this old worm of the dust? Have you ever seen yourself a worm of the dust? I mentioned if you can't go back to the time and the place when you saw yourself as lost, lost and undone, world without end, if you can't do that, you pretty good chance you're not saved. You say, well, you just judge an old trailblazer. No, we judge a tree by the fruit it bears, don't we? That's right. Is your tree bearing any fruit? Oh, my friend, the Lord doesn't have any people that don't bear fruit. No, he don't. No, the Lord is faithful to give us what we need. And I'll tell you one thing. The old trailblazer is going to be true to your soul, whether my dad used to say, or take the hide off. He will. He'd take the hide off if you told him a lie. But that's what the old trailblazer is going to do. Tell you the truth if it takes the hide off. And I'm happy to be in your home day in, day out. And we're asking the Lord to give us station in this coming year. So pray for me. Would you do that? Are you afraid to pray for the old trailblazer? Are you afraid to slip a $20 bill in an envelope and send it to the old trailblazer? Are you confident that it goes into the Lord's work? I make you that promise that it does. Remember my mailing address, the old trailblazer, post office box, 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. And my website, radiomissions.org. Till next time, goodbye and God bless you.